Hi, I'm DJ Bennett from the KillRadio.org news team, and this is the weekly news in review, which comes from Harpers.org and Kill Radio. Let me begin by telling you that there have been so many foreclosures of homes in the past few years that now there are more empty homes from foreclosures, something like 5 million homes have been foreclosed upon, than there are homeless people, because from the latest census stats, there are about 1.5 million homeless people in the United States right now, and 5 million empty houses. Can you see the disparity there? There are people who need homes, and there are empty homes that need people, but the two things aren't coming together because of banks, because of laws that keep the banks holding properties that are basically empty. And you know that I like to talk about critical thinking. So I just want to remind you that one very nice site that you can go to get information about how critical thinking does harm people. It's a site called What's the Harm? Because you will hear people say, oh, what's the harm of believing in UFOs? Or what's the harm of believing in astrology? Everybody believes in astrology or angels or dowsing. Or what's the harm in denying evolution? Well, Tim Farley has this great site called whatstheharm.net. And so I recommend go to whatstheharm.net. Take a look around. You might learn some things that, you know, people have been harmed because of lack of critical judgment. And another site that I refer to is called the Jenny McCarthy Body Count. This is based on the fact that the actress and Playboy model Jenny McCarthy announced on June 3, 2007, that her child was made autistic because he was vaccinated. He received the measles, mumps, rubella vaccination, and that made him autistic. So since that time, lots and lots of people have been not getting their children vaccinated. Now, vaccination is very important for the entire community. There's such a thing as herd immunity. Because there will always be people who, for physical reasons, will be unable to be vaccinated. But if the herd, everybody around them, is vaccinated, then they're not likely to run into these diseases that are debilitating. From June 3, 2007 to December 31, 2011, there's a count. Go to the Jenny McCarthy body count to see how the stats are figured. But in that time period, there have been 88,292 preventable illnesses that could have been prevented if children had been vaccinated. And in that same time period, June 3, 2007 to December 31, 2011, there have been 866 preventable deaths. And those are all kids, folks. The number of autism diagnoses scientifically linked to vaccinations in that same time period is still zero, because vaccinations do not cause autism. Use your critical judgment, folks. Now, this is the news of the preceding week, again, from Harpers.org. This was actually posted by Emily Stokes on January 10th, 2012. Mitt, I like to fire people, Romney, won the first stage of the Republican leadership race, beating Rick Santorum by 8 votes, 30,015 to 30,007 in the Iowa caucus. This has been a great victory for him, said Romney of Rick Santorum. Michelle Bachmann, who had claimed she would stay in the race regardless of the Iowa results, suspended her campaign after receiving 5% of that vote. The 2008 Republican nominee, John McCain, endorsed Romney. I am confident, he said, with the leadership and the backing of the American people, President Obama will turn this country around. President Romney, he then corrected himself. President Romney. President Romney. During a speech to New Hampshire business leaders, Romney said, "I like being able to fire people who provide services to me. You know, if someone doesn't give me the good service I need." He actually was, to be fair, was specifically talking about medical situations. He wants to be able to fire a doctor. But it still sounds like he's a fascist who just wants to throw people away if he's unhappy with them. And that's what a person with $250 million evidently does think, you know. The U.S. Labor Department revealed that unemployment had fallen in December to 8.5%, the lowest level in almost 3 years. And President Barack Obama made the first recess appointments during a break of fewer than 3 days since 1949, nominating three people to the National Labor Relations Board and five-time Jeopardy champion Richard Cordray as director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. "I hope the Senate has the backbone to say, you will withdraw these nominations or we will do nothing," said Rick Santorum rather uselessly. Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim was acquitted of sodomy after a 2-year trial. "Thank God justice has prevailed," said Anwar, who, if found guilty of having sex with a former aide, would have faced 20 years in prison. "To be honest, I am a little surprised." Officials in Pibor, South Sudan, claimed that 3,141 people had been killed, that 1,293 children had been abducted, and that 375,186 cows had been stolen during an attack by members of the Lunuer ethnic group. Asked why only 800 troops were sent to defend Pibor, even though it had been clear for 2 weeks that as many as 8,000 Lunuer fighters were marching on the town, South Sudanese Army Colonel Philip Augur said, "It's a long story." At least 90 people were killed across Iraq in 7 attacks targeting Shiites. The U.S. Army was preparing for the withdrawal from Afghanistan of tens of thousands of vehicles worth $30 billion, including a fleet of custom-made mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles, each weighing more than 10 tons, taller than a single-story dwelling, and prone to rolling over. We aren't very good at predicting future wars, said a senior military official in Kabul, but I'm sure we'll use them for something. Citing human rights abuses uncovered by a domestic commission, Afghan President Hamid Karzai demanded that the United States relinquish control of the prison at Bagram Air Base. The commission's deputy chief later acknowledged that most of the violations were on the Afghan side of the prison. 3 days after Iran warned an American aircraft carrier that it would employ the full force of the Iranian military if the ship tried to re-enter the Persian Gulf, the carrier's battle group freed 13 Iranian hostages from Somali pirates who had attacked them near where the carrier was floating. "These might be the dumbest pirates ever," said Rear Admiral Craig S. Faller. "I don't have any skills," said pirate Mohammed Mahmoud. 5 radical Jewish settlers were charged with organizing a raid on an Israeli army base in the West Bank. And Shara Simsim, the Palestinian version of Sesame Street, was canceled following the withdrawal of $200 million in funding from the U.S. Agency for International Development. I have no idea why this story is here. Jay-Z and Beyonce named their newborn daughter Blue Ivy Carter. That's news. And a man named Bizao Dudu Zoppity Bop 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 was arrested in Madison, Wisconsin. Jacadrian Turner, 14, who was deported to Columbia after being arrested in Houston for theft and giving the police the name of a 21-year-old Colombian woman, was returned to the United States. Jamaican President Portia Simpson Miller announced plans for Jamaica to become a republic. "She's a beautiful lady," said Miller of Queen Elizabeth II, "but I think time come." Age-related cognitive decline was found to begin as early as 45. Uh-oh, what am I going to do? And sexual satisfaction in women was found to increase with age, even as desire diminishes. Just think of if men were like that, how different the world might be. A Colorado woman was charged with criminal mischief after punching and sliding down a $30 million painting by abstract expressionist Clifford Still, then urinating on herself. It doesn't appear she urinated on the painting or that the urine damaged it, said a spokeswoman with the Denver District Attorney's Office. So she's not being charged with that. Theoretical physicist and cosmologist Stephen Hawking amazingly celebrated his 70th birthday. He wasn't expected to live to 30, confessing that he spent most of the day thinking about women. "They are," he said, "a complete mystery." This is a guy, a paraplegic, can't move a muscle in his body, who divorced his wife and married another woman. I think he knows something about the way some women think, anyway. But they are, I agree, a complete mystery. Yes, you are, women. You're a complete mystery. So this is DJ Bennett from killradio.org in Los Angeles saying that's the news for this week. Listen to my musical program on killradio.org called The Chill Room. It's every Friday night at 11 p.m. And I hope to see you back here next week. Okay? Take care.